Continuing on the Far Eastern situation, this time we go abroad to get a report direct from the danger zone, from Manila in the Philippines, which has been attacked as we have told you. CBS correspondent Ford Wilkins has watched Manila get ready for this attack. And now, for the report of Ford Wilkins direct from Manila, go ahead, Manila.
Thank you. The danger panic is also great. With the bulk of the population shifted, there is sufficient shelter and protection to make the city safe enough for those who remain. Whether war comes or not, the government is seriously considering closing the schools and moving the children to evacuation centers where schools may be set up. One immediate government problem is to raise some $15 million to carry on. The original emergency fund is nearly exhausted. Manila's problems are reflected throughout the country, and they are acute in places which are considered danger zones. They are likewise reflected throughout this whole Pacific area, where war threatens. Hong Kong has mobilized completely and called out volunteers. Singapore's fighting forces are standing by, ready for anything. In Java, they have been preparing for many months. In Thai, the little buffer state between French Indochina and Burma, the tension reaches its highest point. Japanese troops are crowding it on the east, and a large movement of Japanese ships accompanied by cruisers has been spotted by British patrol flyers from Singapore, steaming up the Gulf of Siam towards Bangkok. Across the China Sea from the Philippines,
due to land troubles beyond. We return you now to CBS in New York.